Oh my, it's a new year already. We at Fireside Mystery Theater wish all of you gorgeous listeners a very happy one and a happy new decade. We know we've been a bit quiet this holiday season, but we are working hard to catch up with sharing all the gifts we have created for you. Yuletide may have come and gone, but we think this is just the kind of delightfully naughty treat that is perfect for all seasons. And besides, why should we limit ourselves to just a season of giving? Giving should be a spirit we have year-round. And with that, we offer you the first of many gifts we have in store for you this year. It is a true holiday haunt, if ever there was one. Grilla and the Yule Lads was taped live in New York City on Sunday, November 27th, 2019.
Oh, what is that? Could it be?
Three guesses, doll.
Santa, Rudolph.
Hey, what's with the second billing? It's Rudolph, then you mention his roly-poly sidekick Santa the Claus, not the other way around, capiche?
That's right. You said it. You tell him, Big R. Oh, big great red one. The red-nosed horn dog himself.
Shut up, Tubby. My nose may be red, but yours is looking pretty brown right now, Halle Jelly.
Oh, snap. Love that rapier wit.
What's the matter with Santa?
He's still recovering from a bout of tinselitis. That's what you get for sucking on them candy canes all night long, right, Chubbs?
Okay, Rudolph, Santa, what brings you here to Fireside Mystery Theater?
It ain't the pay, I can tell you that.
Oh, wow.
I'm here to introduce a masterpiece that is about to be performed right here on this stage, written by these two genius broads named Liz Liza and Casey LaForest. All of yous in the audience, get the gum out of your ears and listen up if you know what's good for you. Let's cue this baby up!
Merry Christmas, boys! Asher, Aiden, do you love it?
We already have Burberry jackets.
I know, but these are the limited edition Supreme Burberry jackets. Your mother and I got up at 6 a.m. and went out into the cold to pay someone to wait in line for like 9 hours because you said that was the only thing you wanted. Do you like them?
Well, we hate them, and we never said that.
No, we saw you say it in your vlog. I believe it was called, "If My Brother and I Don't Get the Limited Edition Supreme Burberry Jacket for Christmas, We Will Literally Die," episode 6.
First of all, that was in October.
And also, ew, stop watching our YouTube channel.
How dare you speak to your mother like that? You wouldn't have half the followers you have if she wasn't out there breaking her back day and night so your post can go viral.
I have sacrificed my best years building our family's brand. So, you will go upstairs and you will put on your $10,000 designer jackets and you will Instagram them right now!
Mom!
Fine. Then we're gonna throw them in the garbage where they belong.
And then we'll set fire to the garbage. Hashtag metaphor for this vacation. Hashtag worst Xmas ever.
I said right now! No, Everett, don't stop filming. This is good content.
Hashtag family drama. Hashtag do I smell smoke? Hashtag Christmas chaos. Hashtag where's the babysitter?
Oh, there she is.
Hey, Greta.
You must be the Brenners.
And you are a little late.
But thank you for coming on Christmas Eve. We were so glad when the agency said they had someone.
And we are going to give you such an amazing review. You probably know, but I have one of the top travel blogs in Brooklyn, aka the world. And tonight may be a bit of a late night. We are going to this record label party. This like Icelandic artist is opening a club in Reykjavik. You know, like this really famous female artist from Iceland.
It's Bjork.
It is Bjork. And just a few quick things. We have set up some nanny cams around the cabin and we are streaming live. So just act natural and do what you do. And if you can initial this release so we can use your likeness in marketing.
So you are back around 3 a.m.
That's a soft yes.
I don't know what that means.
Make yourself at home. There's kombucha in the fridge. And I would offer you some authentic like Icelandic skier, but someone ate it all. My hubby is obsessed with your yogurt. It's like so much better than American yogurt, seriously.
Actually, I'm off dairy.
Sure, like you're off gluten and off fake Tinder profiles. Okay, so the boys are upstairs at... Oh my God, I almost forgot.
Yes, go ahead, talk to them in. Wish them a merry...
No, I was going to ask if you wanted to take a selfie with me. People get really shy.
I do not want this.
Are you sure? Because you put that on your social. Okay, I'm just going to take one anyway because I am really digging your whole vibe. I am so happy that women of size are having a moment right now. Like, I get you because I have been thin-shamed my entire life. Like, never, ever, ever let anyone tell you that you are fat and big and ugly because even if you are, hashtag body positivity.
What?
Honey, let's go.
Okay, one sec. I'm just watching the kids' Insta stories. Oh my God, honey, those jackets were super flammable.
Babe, get in the car. What are you doing?
Well, to make a stew, you must first boil the water. You must be Asher.
No, I'm Aiden.
No, he's not. You can tell by his stupid haircut.
It is a stupid haircut.
You can't say that. You have a stupid haircut. And you're fat and your face is old and gross.
Yes, this is true. But you should see my husband. Will you pass the salt? Good boy. Perhaps you are not both so naughty,
Wow. Okay, actually, we are both really good people.
We give, like, 2% of our ad revenue to that one charity that, like, buys goats or whatever for poor people.
And Dad says we're feminists because our mom makes a ton of money.
Well, good. Then you are safe.
Okay, creepy? From what?
Nothing. I make a little joke. Go to bed.
What?
It's like 10 o'clock.
No, it's so ridiculous.
Go to bed! Oh no, I didn't mean to yell. But the sooner you go to bed, the sooner you get to wake up and open all your nice Christmas presents. Do you want me to come and tuck you in?
Okay, ew. Oh, no.
I guess we know what we'll be talking about in therapy. Ash, are you asleep?
No. I'm seriously freaking out about our babysitter.
I know, right?
Oh my God. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
I guess Bjork still sucks.
That's weird.
Mom?
It's okay, boys.
Is someone in the house?
Oh, yes. But he's gone now. Oh. Well, I guess not. So naughty. Oh, stop looking so worried. It's only you, the skeeler.
Okay, is that like your boyfriend? Because I think that's illegal.
No. I can tell by your stupid American faces that you do not know the translation. Or the skeeler means the door slammer. He's one of the 13 Yule lads. Do you not know the story?
Yeah, we do. But, like, tell us what it is.
Come closer. I'll tell you little bedtime story of Grilla and the 13 Yule lads. So, in Iceland, we have what's called the hidden people, who are magical little elves and fairies who live in the caves, who are so good and kind. But Grilla is not one of them. She is an evil, evil troll with a terrible appetite for the flesh of little little children. And legend has it that she sired 13 mischievous sons. Oh, twins like you. But 13 all at once, ripping out of her blood, so much blood, blood like a river. And we call them the Yule Lads.
So they're like Santa's elves or whatever?
Yes, except these are real, and Santa is a lie.
So, like, evil trolls that go around killing people?
No, 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 no. Only children. Grilla and the Yule Lads come to terrorize the naughty little boys and girls all over Iceland during Christmas. And all the lads have silly names like Door Slammer and Bowl Licker. So funny. But they want to hurt you, which makes them not so funny, I guess. Because in Iceland, Christmas is a scary time.
Okay, I'm sure Mom told you about the nanny cams.
Oh, no, no, no. You boys are safe because you are not naughty. You are kind and respectful and oh, you are wearing the nice new Christmas clothes that your parents gave you to keep you safe from the Yule Cat.
Is that like some weird shade or something? Because this t-shirt is obviously from last season.
No, Aiden, shut up. Who's the Yule Cat?
He is Grilla's giant black cat that feasts on the tender flesh of any child who doesn't wear new clothes on Christmas. But like I say, you are fine. Sleep well, boys. I must go back downstairs. I don't want my pot to boil over.
Oh, hold on.
Can you leave the light on?
No. Good night.
Okay, what's Icelandic for 911?
I don't know. I'm calling Mom and it's just ringing.
Aiden, can you stop?
What?
You're making that weird sniffing noise.
You mean that weird smacking noise? Are you like chewing gum or something?
Oh, hello, boys. I wanted to come back to tell you about your new guest. That is not your brother. That is Gata Favor. He's the doorway sniffer and Tooth Slicker, the spoon licker. Oh, relax. They are just here to terrorize you a little bit. Obviously, it must be some mistake because you are such good boys.
Okay, wait, is this some kind of prank show where we're supposed to get all scared? Because that would be the best Christmas ever.
Oh, you frighten me. He always gets me, that one. That's Gluga Grieger. He's the window peeper. He likes to creep in and steal from the bad boys. Not like you, who are so nice and kind and gentle.
Okay, fine. We're not nice and we're terrible, awful kids.
Yes, we are super selfish and so mean.
We made up that goat thing and this one time we cyberbullied this kid so bad he quit social media like 5 times.
Oh my God, we are literally trolls.
Oh no. Oh, this is bad. This is very bad. Oh, I barred the door. We must keep them out. Oh, quick, quick, move that chest in front of the window. Now the beds, go. Oh, they are here. They are all here.
What's happening?
Are we going to die?
Eventually, yes. The Yule Lads will slam and sniff and lick their way in. Pot Scraper, Bowl Licker, and Skeer Gobbler will devour all your nice goodies. Stubby will rend the crust from your Christmas pies. Gulligo will leap from the gullies to swipe your sweet milk. Sheepcoat Cloud will torment your flock. And oh, there's Sausage Swiper to plunder your tender meats. And Candle Stealer who will snuff out your light and... Oh, Oh, dear God. It's Meat Hook. Enough! Go now, foul creatures! I said go! Or exchange the victim of Dortil Helvetish! Oh, shush, boys. They are gone now. They are gone. Okay, it's okay. You have nothing to worry about.
Except for you.
Whatever do you mean?
You're a gorilla, aren't you?
So smart.
Are you going to kill us now?
Oh, yes, I want to. So much. But unfortunately, you repented. You admitted your naughtiness. You said you were sorry, right?
Yes, we're totally different people. I will set my Insta to private.
Good. Very good. Well, it's 3 a.m. and that's all your parents paid me for. So I'm off.
Wait!
I'm a horrible mountain troll. Why would you want me to stay? I am very much boiling a pot of well-seasoned broth downstairs to cook you in.
Yes, right. Thank you for not doing that.
And for this important lesson.
You're welcome, boys. And don't worry about me. There's never a shortage of food for Grilla. And I am very hungry because I am so fat. And don't worry about the Yule Cat. Just put on those nice new clothes your parents gave you, and you'll be completely safe. Goodbye, boys. Merry Christmas.
Boys, you'll never guess who we met tonight. Oh God, what is that?
Singing in the choir.
That was Grilla and the Yule Lads. The cast featured in this episode include Casey LaForest as Janine Brenner, James Reeser as Everett Brenner III, Alan LaForest as Aiden Brenner, James Kleinman as Asher Brenner, and the Yule Lads were Eric Davy Gislason as the Door Slammer, James Scully as the Doorway Sniffer, David Linton as the Spoon Licker, and the part of Greta, Grilla, was played by me, Ali Silva. The song The Holly and the Ivy was performed by Caitlin McKechnie, accompanied by Nico Slater. Grilla and the Yule Lads was written by Liz Leiser and Casey LaForest and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. The musical score for this series was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Evan Sachs. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. You may not already know that Fireside Mystery Theater has been accumulating quite a bit of quality bonus content. Each month, we release something called the Patreon Playlet. These are petite audio delights that often serve as fascinating missing puzzle pieces to episodes on our regular podcast feed. If you are a Fireside Mystery Patreon patron at the $5 or more per month level, you, darling, get exclusive access to them. And beyond that, we've got many other delightful perks, such as a personalized postcard from a resident of our favorite town of Sunken Harbor, an audio thank you from a cast member, discounts on our merch, a shout out of thanks to you on the podcast, and, of course, our official Fireside Mystery Theater enamel pin. These are just some of the ways we give you our humble thanks for being an FMT Patreon patron. You can become a patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or by following the link on our website. We are tremendously grateful for any support you can give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Hey, we just love you fabulous listeners. We really do. And we hope you love us, at least enough to give us a kind rating and review. It's an easy, no-cost way to support indie creators like us, and it means a lot. And since we're speaking of indie creators, we are thrilled to tell you about The Queer Review. It's an online outlet that features news, reviews, and interviews about LGBTQ+ film, TV, theater, art, books, and music, as well as mainstream entertainment through a queer lens. Recent interviews include author-turned-documentary filmmaker T. Cooper on his trans bodybuilding documentary, Man Made, queer performer Boy Radio on his new album, Pop That, and actor David Schachter, star of seminal gay film Buddies from 1985, the first American feature film to deal with the AIDS crisis. The Queer Review is created and edited by our very own fabulous Fireside family member, James Kleinman. We highly recommend that you check out this treasure trove at thequeerreview.com. Why not book a trip with Fireside Mystery Theater? We're planning a journey into fear and the unknown for our first show of 2020. Get ready for All Aboard. This train is leaving the station on Sunday, January 26th at 5 p.m. from the Slipper Room. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. Have any of you already broken those well-intended New Year resolutions? Me too. Well, except, of course, to remember to mind the shadows.